Chris Johnson is with us right now. Chris is from Classic Cinemas and the president of the National Association of Theater Owners. And Classic Cinemas, I just read today, and I know, Chris, you've been on the show a couple of times during all this. We're talking about opening up movie theaters again and people can go. And you just announced today that Classic Cinemas is temporarily shutting down. Is this because it wasn't working? What's the reason for this?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on. It was because people want to see new movies. New movies is our livelihood, and we have no movies. And I think last time we spoke, we talked about, you know, the movies and sticking on their dates. And originally when we opened, or when we were opening, we thought Tenet, you know, was on July 17th, and then it moved to July 31st, and then it moved to August 12th, and Mulan was then going to save us on July 24th, and then it moved to August 21st, and we just kept hitting this moving target. So there were a number of factors, but realistically, with New York and L.A. still not allowed to open, the film companies are hesitant or not willing to open, you know, the new features, and so we're kind of stuck. And while everybody that came out gave us rave reviews and, you know, said they felt safe and all this other good stuff, you know, we didn't have the number of people we needed, you know, in order to compensate for kind of the other things that that it took to run the theaters. So, yeah, it was sad. You know, I never liked to. This is weird because I've been in the business for, you know, 40 years, and we shut down on a snowstorm, and I think it was like a whatever 100 below, you know, and that's it. So so this is definitely a new sort of frontier for us.
Yeah, and I totally understand. I think the most important piece of this story, because it's going to be interpreted in a lot of different ways, especially as businesses are opening up, and people are, you know, stepping into the water. I hate to use the Jaws analogy, but I, of course, watch it on the 4th of July, as I do every year.
And yes, you should.
And you should be showing it. And I know a lot of theaters were. I mean, that's the thing. A lot of theaters were showing older movies. I mean, there's only so many times you can see Groundhog's Day. Great movie. There's no question about it, but there's only so many times you can see it. Jaws, you can see every night if you have to. But the point is that in Jaws, right, the mayor was walking around trying to get everybody to get back in the water, right? And that was a bad idea.
Right.
Now, we think about that scene. I think people who are fans of that movie think about that scene when they think about, well, am I going to go back into a restaurant? Am I going to go back into a movie theater? All of those kinds of opportunities that people now have. And it was important to have your story being told in the proper context, because it wasn't about people not wanting to attend, because that would be the scarier of the options. But you just basically, you don't have any inventory because they're not releasing anything. And a perfect example of this is this weekend, where the Tom Hanks film that is coming out, which was expected to be one of the top five grossers of the entire summer. And it's Tom Hanks, and it's a submarine movie. And submarine movies always do well, and Tom Hanks, of course, always does well. It's supposed to be a big, big, big deal. And that is coming to your home TV this weekend.
Right.
They told a lot of things. All right, can you hold on one second for me? Because I need to take a quick break, and then we'll come right back. Chris Johnson is with us. He is from NATO, not that NATO, the National Association of Theater Owners, and also he's the CEO of Classic Cinemas, which is a great organization, and we need to talk a little bit more about going to the movie. I know I'd like to get your phone calls at 312-981-7200. Have you gone to a movie? If you have gone to a movie, let's talk about your experience in doing that. Hold on one second for us, Chris. Appreciate it. Right now, here's Lauren Lapka. She's got her eyes on the roads and the skies. All right, we started a conversation with Chris Johnson, who is from the president of the National Association of Theater Owners for Illinois, and he's also the CEO of Classic Cinemas. And there was a story today, the Classic Cinemas, and you've got a couple locations, right, throughout the area, has decided to temporarily close again after just reopening a couple of weeks ago. And you're closing, but for different reasons than one might think. People have been coming to your theaters, and so far safe, no complaints about anything, I'm assuming?
No, you know, and I do want to clarify, I mean, look, new movies are a livelihood, but there are certainly people, and understandably so, that you know, don't want to venture out. So I don't want to discount it and say that it's 100%, you know, just the movies. But absolutely, the people that came out, you know, gave us rave reviews. The employees were excited to be back, you know, and but there was the lack of new movies, and then the cost of operating. You know, one thing that people don't realize is your air conditioning systems, if you let in more fresh air, try heating or try cooling a room when it's 95 degrees out.
Yeah.
and open up the windows, it just doesn't work. And you know, so that was another, you know, another one of those silly things, but it absolutely came down to you know, when you're a restaurant, you sell fresh food, and when you're a movie theater, you sell fresh movies. Certainly old movies are a novelty and exciting here and there in the right context, but yeah, that's right. What it came down to.
Yeah, and obviously there are places too where old movies, you do a festival or whatever, and then there
yeah.
people who are involved in the films are there and all that. That's one thing. And that has always been a really, really cool thing. I love seeing an old movie in a theater, because you've been seeing it on TV and sometimes you miss things
right.
when you see it in the theater experience. But like you said, you can only go so far. There's only so many miles you can walk down that path, because you still need to get Tom Hanks in. You still need to get
right.
this Tenet movie, which is going to be, as I like to say, a tentpole movie for the summer. It's going to be, they were thinking at least a quarter billion dollar domestic gross film. So
right.
those kinds of events, and they're getting pushed back. Have we heard about the James Bond movie? Because that was moving from the spring to early fall to late fall. I ask you about this every time, but I'm still interested.
I know. I'm like, I feel like I'm obligated to give you the James Bond
yeah,
update.
I want to know what's going on there.
I will tell you that it is still scheduled for November, but the one thing that you can be rest assured that if I predict something will happen, it'll be the opposite. So I'm just going to say it's right now on the calendar, you know, in November, and it looks like it'll stick. But again, you know, I think last time I told you, oh yeah, the Tenet's going to be, you know, I think at that point it was August 31st or July 31st. Yeah. This all gets so confusing with
these
dates.
That's all right. It's okay. All right. So back to this idea of how the experience goes. Let's just, did you learn anything from your first mini run here that you're going to use when you're able to open back up in a couple of weeks or a month or whatever it happens to be when some of these movies start coming back in for the movie theater experience? What worked, what didn't?
Yeah, so listen, I think all of it worked. We had some, you know, the one thing that it seemed that we kind of went a little overboard, for instance, you know, if you go to a gas station or a convenience store, you can fill up your self-serve, you know, drink and your icy and the whole thing. When you go to a movie theater, you have to, you know, go through this whole protocol where you have an employee, like, serving up your drink and, right. you know, all this other stuff. And I asked the state about that, and they're like, well, that is a conundrum, you know, that there are some, you know, there are some incongruencies there. But
so it's actually better to, because movie theaters now, for the most part, they just give you the cup and you walk over
right.
to one of those Coca-Cola stations or whatever they are,
right.
and you press a button or you press the screen. It's always very exciting because they pop up and then they gray out, the ones that I want. I've never understood how that works. But the employees, if you're required to do that, it doesn't really make any sense. It's probably safer for people to do that individually, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we're trying to get some clarity on that. And but we're doing, you know, and the one thing that we did do is we followed everything to the T, you know, and what we found, you know, obviously that took a lot of effort, and we were proud that we did it right and all that good stuff. But I would say the one thing that we have done since then is we converted every single theater for every single show to reserve ticketing. Now, we only had reserve ticketing at our recliner auditoriums, And this was part of the requirement of the, you know, of
the rules, right?
The rules. And so we had to do that. And that, you know, some people like that, some people don't. We're going to work on the software to have that work a little bit better, you know, so that it instantly, you know, sort of fans out all the empty seats around you as unavailable. And then
now that's interesting. Now we talked about is we're really trying to help. This is one of the most fascinating parts of this entire episode in all of our lives, is trying to come up with solutions. And that's why I think America is so cool. Even though we've had, you know, a pretty bad run here with this, the businesses, forget about the government. Let's just think about how individuals and businesses have adjusted to this. There have been some really cool solutions. And last night, it was the first night for the Rosemont baseball team, the Chicago Dogs, to have a live audience and live fans in the stadium. And they went to 20% capacity, and they were using this algorithm to move people around in the seats so that you were no more, if your party, which you're all assuming that you're going to be together, so you're all going to go down with the ship together if something bad happens. But the idea is that you know, the next party over doesn't want to be near you. So they figured out, they have an algorithm that figured that out. And that's what you guys in the movie theater industry were also attempting to do. So that needs a little extra work, you think?
Well, I don't want to say that everybody's software does, but what happened was there was a few cases, like if you went in and you wanted the seat one off the aisle, then what that did, unfortunately, is it might have sort of eliminated the rest of the row because of your group and then the space. So we wanted to have you start at the aisle, you know, and then have your whole group and then put the space and then the next group and so on and so forth. So, I mean, because we only had X amount of seats, so we were trying to, you know, maximize that. So there were a couple little nuances. Also, there were some nuances with the with the wheelchair seating, the companion seating that goes with that. So just little things that you would never, ever think of. But when you're testing, you know, the software, you have to fine tune these deals. But the good news was, you know, we accommodate everybody. So,
Chris, the one thing I hate is crawling over anybody anyway. I sit on the aisle. And if I can't find the aisle, I pay a guy to get out of the aisle so that I can sit on the aisle. Hey, and the smell of the popcorn, that's still, if you could somehow bottle that, I think that's a side business that I'd like to get into you with, so that you can, like, when people are going to go ahead, because you can't get that smell in your house.
I'm writing this down. This is my side business.
Yes, because the smell in your house, if you're doing it like the microwave, it doesn't do the same thing. You need to get the smell of that, and it has to be able to come in only when you're watching movies and then go out and stay out. I'd like to figure out how to get that done. You and I could make billions. All right. Thank you very much, Chris.
It.
Appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, Chris from the National Association of Theater Owners, Illinois, and also he is the head of Classic Cinemas here in Chicago, and we're trying to get these businesses up and going. All right, coming up, the news from the top of the hour at 5 o'clock. Ben Bradley is going to be here. Also, Congressman Raja is going to be here in the 5 o'clock hour, too, talking about the stimulus checks. Are we going to get another one? Going to be an interesting answer for you coming up.